welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled On the Same Team, was written by So Chi Dixon. When Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz returned to the field after healing from a severe injury, the NFL team's backup quarterback, Nick Foles, graciously returned to the bench. Although competing for the same position, the two men chose to support each other and remained confident in their roles. One reporter observed that the two athletes have a unique relationship rooted in their faith in Christ, shown through their ongoing prayers for each other. As others watched, they brought honor to God by remembering they were on the same team, not just as Eagles quarterbacks, but as believers in Jesus representing Him. The Apostle Paul reminds believers to live as children of the light, awaiting Jesus' return. With our hopes secure in the salvation Christ has provided, we can shrug off any temptations to compete out of jealousy, insecurity, fear, or envy. Instead, we can encourage one another and build each other up. We can respect spiritual leaders who honor God and live in peace as we serve together to accomplish our shared goal, telling people about the gospel and encouraging others to live for Jesus. As we serve on the same team, we can heed Paul's command in 1 Thessalonians 5 to rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 11 and 16 through 18. Now, brothers and sisters, about times and dates we do not need to write to you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly, as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are all children of the light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then, let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with Him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. And now verses 16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for the way you use each of us to accomplish the work you have begun in this world. Help us to keep the importance of our roles in perspective, realizing that no one's role is more important or less important than others. And then when our time comes to take a step back in order for someone else to step in and do what you have for them, may we do so with grace, Lord, being thankful for what you've done through us, and that we would wait with anticipation for what you will accomplish in and through us next. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.